Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the June 3rd, 2026 meeting of the McKinney Board of Adjustments. The Board of Adjustments is comprised of five members plus two alternates, and I want to remind you that this meeting is being recorded and that we will all treat each other with respect, focus on the issue, and be concise in our comments. Your opinion is very important to us as they become part of the public record that is sent to the City Council as part of our minutes. A quorum has been set this evening in tonight's meeting. Our start time is
6:03.
My name is Larry Jagus, and I serve as the chairman for this meeting. Also serving tonight is Tanya Dangerfield, Randall Wilder, Elmer Corbin, and Samuel Franklin. The purpose of the meeting, the board's purpose is to hear appeals, special exceptions, variances, requests, amateurizations, relative to the zoning ordinance and other applicable ordinances of the City of McKinney. The Board of Adjustments is established in accordance with Texas LGC 211.001 et sequel City Code 146-165. The appeal process, the decision of the Board of Adjustments is final, and the decision may only be appealed by a petition to district court, county court, or county court at law. Such petition must be filed 10 days after the decision is filed in the board's office. The regular agenda for tonight, 26-0522, the council will conduct a public hearing to consider, discuss, act on the request by applicant Adam Panter to consider, discuss, act on the appeal of the building official's decision regarding a violation UDC section 204G, table 2-6, footnote 2, requiring a minimum driveway length of 20 feet. The applicant is requesting to construct an addition that would result in a driveway length of 16 feet due to the setback to the garage. This request is on the property located at 408 Oak Street, lot 1B of block C of the T.T. Bradley edition of the City of McKinney, Texas. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing for this agenda?
I move that we open the public agenda.
It's been motioned by Ms. Dangerfield.
I'll second.
And it's been seconded by Mr. Franklin. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is approved. If anyone plans to address the Board of Adjustments or speak regarding this case, including attorneys and city staff, please stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give in the case now being considered by the Board of Adjustments is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
We have Jeff Harris, the assistant board official, the building official, will provide his statement on behalf of the City of McKinney. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Okay, the agenda item before you is, again, for 408 Oak Street. The variance request, again, you just specified the variance request to conduct a public hearing by the applicant to consider an appeal of the building official's decision regarding violation of the UDC section 204G, table 2-6, footnote 2, requiring a minimum driveway length of 20 feet. The applicant is requesting to construct an addition that result in a driveway length of 16 feet due to the setback of the garage. This is the ordinance section from the UDC. I'm going to zoom in on the actual footnote that we're dealing with this evening. It does specify in footnote 2, a minimum driveway length of 20 feet shall be provided from the garage door to the street or alley right-of-way line as required by the engineering design manual. The driveway length may be reduced if a variance is granted by the director of engineering and the number of required spaces is provided in an off-site common area or approved on-street parking per table 2.9. Minimum vehicle parking and stacking requirements. The approval criteria, the Board of Adjustment may approve a variance from the requirements of the zoning regulations of this code where such request is not contrary to the public interest. Is the minimum variance necessary to gain relief as requested? Is not solely for the purpose of mitigating a financial hardship? Is not the direct result from actions by the property owner? And due to special conditions, a lateral enforcement of the code would result in unnecessary hardship so that the spirit of the code is observed, that substantial justice is done. The history of the site. There is an existing single-family residence on the property. The existing driveway is on the front of the house connecting to Oak Street. The proposed addition would create a new driveway on the side connecting to a alley which is unimproved. The item summary of what they are proposing, the applicant is seeking to construct additions on all sides of the existing home. This includes adding to and reorienting the garage to that side unimproved alley. The proposed additions meet the required zoning setbacks, but the resulting driveway length does not comply with the ordinance. The City of McKinney Engineering Department reviewed this request as they would have the power to approve an administrative variance. However, they declined to approve the driveway at 16 feet, citing a concern that vehicles would encroach into the alley right-of-way. This is an overall site orienting, giving us the orientation of the home there on Oak Street, and I believe the unimproved alley is there to the north. And again, the site does, their existing single-family houses on the site bordered on one side by the unimproved alleyway. Some site photos. This is the orientation of the house as it faces Oak Street. And again, you can see the unimproved alley. There are other properties that have garages or alleys that spill out onto the unimproved alley. The engineering department did not have issue with the alley or the driveway coming into the unimproved alley because there are other existing conditions that match that. This is their application for the Board of Adjustment. And again, it is the driveway 18 requiring from setback going to 16 feet requesting. Again, page 2, that does indicate that Mr. Painter is submitting and has been notarized. This is their letter. I am requesting a variance on behalf of the owners at 408 Oak to reduce the required 18-foot side yard driveway garage access setback down to 16 feet from the property line to the face of the proposed garage. Due to the current setbacks at the unimproved roadway, strict compliance with the setback requirement as measured from the property line is not feasible without negatively impacting the proposed remodel project. However, the overall driveway length will remain no less than 20 feet from the edge of the current edge of the unimproved rock road to the proposed face of the new garage. Our project would meet the intent much closer than any other property on the same unimproved street. Other improvements by adjacent owners encroach more than our requested variance. This request to modify the acceptable setback maintains the intent of the city's regulations while following for reasonable use of the property. I respectfully request your consideration and approval, and it cut off. I believe this was from Mr. Painter.
Okay.
That's what I thought. I just want to make sure I included that as well. This is the site plan showing, you can see in the middle part, the existing home and the hatched areas are the improvements that they are proposing on each side of the house. As you can see, you've got the existing driveway that comes out to Oak Street. They'll just be moving that to the top that will be going to the unimproved alley. I believe the next slide shows the unimproved public right-of-way there at the top Well, they'll be orienting the driveway and alley to there. These are some photos showing all the improvements, and as you can see, they're moving the garage and the driveway to the side. Again, more exhibits of what the house will look like. We did send out, staff did send out 31 notices. We received 3 responses. 2 were in favor, 1 was against. In the board action this evening, you may approve, deny, or modify the request. And I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, sir.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
They did not grant the administrative variance. Do you have more information on why? Do they believe that a vehicle would not have enough room to fit in that area?
Our development engineering manager and our assistant director of engineering, I spoke with both of them. The response, they would have been in favor to reduce to 18 feet. They were not in favor of reducing it to 16. Their information, and again, I think they were looking at worst case scenario, a standard suburban. Mm-hmm. The length is 18.8 feet. Ford Expedition is 17 to 18.4 feet. And I think they were concerned about spilling out into that. Even though it's an unimproved right-of-way, there are still other properties that have garages and alleys to that. And if they're, and again, I don't think everyone drives a Prius, so there is the potential to have a vehicle extend out into that right-of-way. I think that was their stance as to not approving it at 16, administratively.
So I thought I saw initially that they are requiring a 20-foot setback, and it looks like in the application, the applicant is saying that they want a 2-foot variance from 18 to 16. Shouldn't it be a 4? Isn't that a 4-foot variance from 20 to 16?
20 is the UDC minimum standard. Mm-hmm. The engineering department would have approved 18.
I got you. Okay.
So I think that is where.
That's where the 18 came.
That's
from.
Where that's coming from, and then they may have comment on that to help clarify. But I believe that's where that came from.
Okay. Okay.
Any other questions?
Not for staff. No.
I would like to give an opportunity to the owner or the owner's representative to make any comments about this agenda item. Please approach the stand and clearly state your name and address for the records.
Good evening, my name is Adam Panter. You need an address or anything like that?
Address.
2421 Grandview Drive, Plano, Texas, okay. 75075. Yes, thank y'all for taking our time tonight. It seems like we might be the only reason you're here, so I really do appreciate the time. So on this, just answered the question about the 18 feet versus the 16 feet, something about there's an overlay district, because this is down in the historic area, where that district allows for 18 as a base standard, where the standard development code is 20. And so this one already, by the nature of where it's located, does allow for a smaller driveway. And so I don't remember the exact district that they called it, but the engineering department by default has that as a best practice for this area. So one of the things, if you notice the additions we're doing to the house, is we're really trying to improve the home that's here. That's a standard frame home that's in pretty disrepair. We're trying to get it to be a home that is equal to many of the new homes that have been updated and remodeled in the rest of the district, sort of extending onto this Oak Street area. One of the things what drove this was we actually went and had a meeting in person with one of the city officials and got that the setback for the property was 15 feet, but a driveway would be allowed at 16 feet. And so we presented this solution. And again, right, wrong, or indifferent, that was the information given to us. And so we proceeded with the 16 feet. And then when we got into the permitting, that's when we found out that there was these other additional things that had not necessarily been presented to our very specific question about that. But all that to say is this garage facing the front has a limited, because of that setback, limited face. We want to take it from a 1-car garage to a 2-car garage. whereby shifting it to the side, it allowed for a lot more depth or width in that garage to really better serve the size of cars that are using garages these days. And one thing I just want to point out, there's a lot of conversation about 16, 18, 20 feet, and I think those are all valid to the conversation, but that's to our property line. So the unimproved road that's currently there is much thinner than the actual required right-of-way for that alleyway or unimproved alleyway. So our actual driveway to touch the, when we build it, hopefully, when we touch the actual edge of that rock road, it will be at or more than 20 feet of concrete. So that concern about the actual depth of the vehicle and things like that would actually be sort of a moot point when it comes to the actual realities of what we're seeing on the actual ground and on the site. The challenge that this unimproved alleyway is going to have is these additional properties that are off and have cars and openings, things like that. They're built structures. Some of them are within 5 feet of the unimproved driveway, and some of them are maybe 10. So none of them along that way actually have the availability for any car to pull in fully. They all have to pull in on the side or can't park on the side or approach the garages in any kind of way on the unimproved. They have to either approach from the street or other things like that. So even if the city decided to develop this as an improved alleyway for whatever reason they may want to, two or three structures along that unimproved alleyway would have to be demolished to be able to honor many of the right-of-ways that they show as the setbacks. So I think that's our main sort of point, is not that, hey, we want to continue with a precedence that's going against the needs and the request of the city, but just to say that with the intent being a 20-foot driveway clear of any right-of-way or roadway or any access point, we would meet and or exceed that with the driveway we're planning to propose. But because it's measured to the property line and not the edge of the actually unimproved rock road, we can only get with the plan that we have here because of the depth of the garage needed and things like that, we can only get the 16 foot to the property line. But we fully intend to extend it all the way to the rock road so that it is at minimum 20 feet is what we plan to do.
I have a question about that. Mm-hmm. I know you said you have the 16 foot to the property line, but you're going to extend it to 20. Tell me, is there any, I don't think there is. There's not like a sidewalk or anything there, right?
No, it's truly okay. Just a rock road. And okay. I don't even think there's a sidewalk on the front of Oak Street as well. So there's no, I mean, outside of pedestrians crossing from one street to the other on the rock road, it's very unimproved.
Would you like me to go back to the slide?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this unimproved alleyway, if I remember correctly, only goes, I think, two streets. So it really, you can see the length of it right there from one street, I don't remember the name of it, to Oak Street. And then our property is one of four properties essentially facing or having an adjacency to that alleyway unimproved between the two streets.
So what you're saying is right where that tree is, from there to the road, that's 20 feet?
Correct. That's what we've measured.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I guess the end of the property line is 16 feet, somewhere right there where that culvert is.
Sort of where the shadow is on that image is mm-hmm. where we would extend our house out to the garage. And then from the face of the garage to the, edge of that rock road that you see there would be that 18 to 20 feet. Obviously, the rock sort of varies, depends on where you are. But we would meet or exceed the standard that they're looking for based on the location of the rock road currently. So that's why I feel like it's a little bit of a gray area because they have us measure from the property line, which isn't actually the edge of the roadway that's currently there that people utilize.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I have a question for staff again.
Yes.
So with that information, was that considered by the engineering department that it's going to be 20 feet all the way out to the road and that there wouldn't be an issue with the larger vehicles?
I think from the engineering, in my conversations with the engineering department, with our development engineering manager, I think the concern from the engineering staff, of course, every summer throughout the year, they do CIP projects to improve different roadways. And I completely agree to the current pavement of the unimproved alley, they will have 20 feet. Mm-hmm. If our engineering department comes in to improve, that's the slippery slope of if they improve the alley, it will take that pavement to the property line, which will leave us in a predicament of 16 feet. I think that's where their hesitation or concern was, and they couldn't tell me if that was the future, when it might ever happen. Yes, ma'am.
And unfortunately, the reality on that is they'll have bigger problems than our driveway if they were to do that because of the other two properties that have garages on the property line and or within 5 feet.
Yeah, there are existing structures that are, to your point, Mr. Mayor, that are closer, but they are existing and currently non-compliant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they are non-compliant, but nobody's...
It's with them being existing, since this is a new construction project, it puts it in a different light. They are existing structures. I look back, the one that you sent photos of, it was, I believe, 2012. They did a remodel, but it was existing, back in 2012. So I didn't look back further, but they have been there for a while.
Okay.
I have a question. So that means if the city decided to go in and improve that alleyway, would those existing structures receive a violation now because it's improved and there's a violation because?
Much like a lot of the structures in the historic area, and I believe the zoning that you were referencing is the MTC, the McKinney Town Center.
Yes.
Much of our older areas of McKinney are going to have significant structures that have been existing since the 40s, the 30s,
right.
And they're allowed to remain in their existing condition. If they're ever torn down, if they're ever improved, if they ever do new construction, they would have to comply with current UDC requirements. But if they're existing, they would be allowed to remain as long as they do not interfere with the engineering department's plan to improve that roadway.
So I have a follow-up question. If they do decide to improve that roadway and those structures are there, what happens?
That is where our code enforcement division and our city attorney will work with those property owners to try to mitigate how they get over that hurdle. And to some of those instances, yes, there may be a situation where those structures may need to be removed. That I can't give you the specifics on because that it would be a case-by-case basis that, mm-hmm. of course, that would need to be considered.
And in our situation, our actual built structure, not the driveway, mm-hmm. are well within any setbacks that are required for that mm-hmm. site.
Yes, and that is correct. The buildings and structures themselves are within the setbacks for the MTC zoning district. Yes, sir.
So you would only have to tear up 2 feet, essentially, if the city decided to improve that alleyway.
Could you, for me, go back to the picture on the side?
Of course, yes, sir.
On the unimproved. I'm looking down this unimproved, I sort of say alley, but I was stopped by the police a while back, and they, from years back, I used to live on, there was an alley behind our property. And I went down this street, and I said, it had been made a one-way, and they told me I was going down a one-way street. Hmm. And I said, that's not a street, it's an alley. And a guy told me, he said, there are no such things as alleys in McKinney. But you said alley, so I'm going to say alley, too, since I'm here. But
and I don't think it has a street name, necessarily, but it might. I'm not for sure.
But I'm looking down here, and if you could look further down and look on the left, mm-hmm. does that encroach out on that unimproved?
It's like a gazebo or something like
that. Those two short streets that are the unimproved between those two, it's only two deep between three streets, there's a lot of things that come real close to the unimproved alleyway.
Yeah, and just looking at the street section too, it doesn't, I mean, the alleyway, let's call it, it doesn't look like, if the city of McKinney did want to go improve it, it looked like they would need to have some right-of-way acquisition to go along with it, just because the width of a typical McKinney street, I don't think could fit within the limits of what's existing.
And if you even notice where our meter box is, you can see where the water meter is, it's even within those sort of right-of-way.
Okay, I see it right, yeah.
Things either. So I think, again, I know we're discussing this driveway and the objective nature of the 16 and 20 and 18, but I do think if they were to improve that, there's a lot of things that they gotta.
I think that's the nature of the McKinney Town Center.
Yeah.
You've got streets and houses dating back to the 20s, 30s, 40s, that this is not typical new development.
Right.
Yep.
Well, I feel that if, unless the city has short-range plans on doing that very thing, we shouldn't have to consider that in our thinking, because at this time, it's the way it is now.
Right.
If now, like, if the city was to say, well, in 6 months we're going to improve that, well, we'd have to consider it. But if it's beyond maybe years before this is brought up, if any, well, we can't really consider that, you know, because it's not in even a proposal for the city that they come along and widen this thing.
Is that a manhole cover that's right under the Oaks sign? Right?
I believe it's a meter box.
Water meter.
That is the water meter box, yes, sir. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Does that water meter go along that alley? Or does the water line go along that alley?
I believe it does, yes, sir. And much like all water lines or sewer lines are in the right of way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so would that 16 feet cover that water line?
We would be on this side of the sign. You see where the ditch is? 16, there's sort of like a high spot, sort of lighter there.
Right.
16 feet is right at that point. So that little lower ditch and then the additional feet to the rock, that's the additional 4-ish plus feet that we would. So if we were only allowed to pour concrete to our property line,
gotcha,
we would have to get right-of-way approval to pour the extra 4 feet to actually touch the rock.
And into the unimproved.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. And just for my own purpose, the entrance to the driveway would be on the side of the house in that picture.
Correct. So you can see the garage there where it's facing the street now. Basically, if you turn the door to the left on the alley facing side, it'll be the first thing off of Oak Street that you would turn into.
Gotcha.
Okay. So you would turn off of Oak Street, or would you turn off of the alleyway?
The alley.
So you would turn off of Oak Street onto the alley and then an immediate right into the garage driveway.
Okay.
So the, my question the alleyway to the is applicant the, is, this picture here, where is that in this picture that we're looking at here?
So that is another street, I think maybe one or two houses down on Oak Street. I think it's down this way. So it's not on this, but it's just showing other very much worst case scenarios that people
that,
deal with.
That property.
I thought this was your property.
No. We don't want to do that.
That Mr. Wilder, that address is 501 North Church Street, but they do have a driveway and an alley that comes to this unimproved alley, and that is just an example of the more egregious. It's a much shorter distance than what they're proposing.
Yeah, I was just wondering because I thought, where is this his guy's garage? Is this guy's pole?
We won't even be near that close, right?
Okay.
You could fully turn in and park nose in up against the garage.
This guy's got a real problem.
I know, they do.
No more questions.
Any other questions? If there are none, do I have a motion to... Are there any other persons that would like to speak? Good evening, ma'am. Would you state your name and address?
Lori Scott. I live at 618 West Louisiana Street here in McKinney. Okay. So I'm a resident of downtown. This is a property we have. We're planning for future use for my husband and I as we age. So that's why we're trying to improve it for today's lifestyle living. One of the things about this alleyway, it ends when you get to college. So we are just a couple streets off of college, and it ends right across the street from this. It doesn't exist beyond that, the street, until you pick up later, and then it picks up again. So to spend the money or for the city to think of improving, they're going to improve it for just two blocks for just a few houses, mm-hmm. with the majority of those houses having buildings close to this unimproved road. If you stand in my property and look across the street, there is no more of that road. It's been absorbed into the properties.
Okay.
So it just gives the idea of they if they don't have future improvement to even improve it, the intent to improve it would be for whatever reason. I don't know, because right now everyone uses it either to access their property of a driveway, but very politely, nobody parks on it. They all go to their property. So I just wanted to let you know that really it's not going to be a long street coming from maybe Highway 5 all the way down to relieve traffic or anything like that. It will never be able to be used like that. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment on this agenda item?
Well, just one, just a question. If somebody who is not a resident of any of the houses in that area wanted to park on that alleyway, would that block your driveway?
Yeah, they would have to park in front. There, if you could bring up another slide, maybe it shows the overhead. You can see how long on where that street is, where it says Oak Street, and we go right to the right, and we have the star right across. There's quite a bit of space. And if need be, we would make alternative parking option if we needed to, but we have all that frontage and park on Oak Street right in front of the house where our main entrance to the house will be. I expect any guests, anybody who's coming to park, any service contractors will be parking on Oak Street because there's quite a bit of frontage on Oak Street to park on.
Okay, but if somebody did park in that alleyway, would you not have access to your garage then?
If they parked in front of the garage, the driveway area, that would be it.
Yes, in the alleyway.
Yeah.
You have to turn right onto the alley and then right into your garage, right?
If they parked, it would be like anybody. They would have to park in front of our driveway, which you're not supposed to do anyway. Mm-hmm. But if they went down the street a little, or the unimproved road a little ways, they could park. There would be to drive off and park on the right-of-way curb, or not a curb, but the side of the road. And they could do that. That they just would, and there's room for them to do that if they wanted to.
Okay.
Because
concerned that,
because we're not building the building closer to the road. We're going back a ways. We're just turning that in the driveway to the side. So there's still quite a bit of land to pull over and park if that needed to be the case.
Okay.
Most of the time, most of the residents, if they park, they're going to park on Oak Street. And the same for, because we have two houses that face Oak Street, two houses that face Bradley. Nobody faces, the front door does not face the alleyway.
Yeah.
So most of the guests, most of the contractors and all that will park on the main streets.
I got you. You see my concern. It was just that I'm trying to ensure that you're not creating a situation where the city still owns the alleyway.
Yes.
And somebody coming right at the corner of Oak Street and the alleyway and parking a vehicle there, which would prevent you from turning into the alleyway to get access to your
garage. There probably wouldn't be enough room, Adam, you might know, from the corner of Oak Street to the front of our, the west, northwest corner of the driveway. Would there be enough room for somebody to park a vehicle?
Yes, I think the front setback is 20 feet.
No, on the alleyway.
Yeah, right there at the corner.
Well, first of all, you have the sign, so they'd have to get around that.
Yeah.
You see the truck there?
Yeah.
See how much room they have? If they pulled over into, you know, off the road,
there's enough
setback because there's nothing there. And if they're the length of that truck, they get around that sign because we're beyond that truck with the driveway.
Okay.
So it shows you all the frontage of the property on the alleyway is quite a bit.
Gotcha.
And can we go back to the aerial real quick?
Certainly.
But just in a case where somebody was inconsiderate and parked in your alleyway, you could still access it from Bradley Street?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's two ways to access it. Yes.
Okay, leave it right there, too. Because if we're going east from Oak on that alleyway down to Bradley, I'm looking right just before you get to Bradley. What is that structure right there look like? It's dark. Protruding
garage.
Out. It's protruding out in that.
That's
in
a garage. Behind us on the house that faces Bradley, but behind our property, right on the property line is a garage. They access it from Bradley,
yeah.
But it's a garage.
There's the little
it
dock.
Sets about, yeah, it sets about 4 to 5 feet off. It sets right on their property line.
Okay.
So you don't have, there's not much room.
Gotcha.
Between the current alleyway and it, there is a few foot of grass, but there's not much. Their driveway, though, comes off of Bradley, but they definitely aren't at the same setbacks.
That's a detached garage?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And then across the street is another garage, and they do access off of Oak Street. There's only that driveway that's off of Oak Street currently.
Yeah. Thank you. That answered the question. Yep.
Well, Larry, I don't think there's actually anything protruding into the right-of-way.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Because when we look at that other picture, it looks like it's clear.
Just
curious. That'd be a shadow.
I think that's a shadow.
Is that what that is? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it does look odd, though.
It did look, yeah. I was just wondering. You know, I said,
Looks like across the street from the other pictures, there's a carport or something that's
right.
Really close. But
yeah.
On this side, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No more.
We do have some. You said there were 20 sent out?
31.
31 sent out. Three returned.
Three returned.
Which the board here is reviewing.
Yes.
Two approved. Two was for and
two
one.
Two in favor.
One
against.
Was against.
Yes.
Okay.
And the one against talked about a fix.
About something else.
Yeah.
Just wasn't even pertaining to it. Mm-hmm. Any other questions by staff, anyone? Well, if there are no further questions, can we make a motion to close this public hearing?
I move that we close the public hearing.
It's been moved by Mr. Randall.
Second.
Second by Mr. Corbin. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yeah, okay. It has been moved and seconded that we close the public hearing. All in favor? They were for it. Members, is there any discussion about this agenda item?
I move to take a vote.
You move to take a vote?
Yeah.
All in favor of taking a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
Okay.
We gotta have the motion to approve.
Right. But you know, my thinking, we can either approve, deny, or modify, right?
Yes, sir.
We've all had the opportunity to consider this agenda. Do I have a motion regarding this agenda item?
I move to approve.
I second.
It has been motioned and seconded to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None.
You may want to read exactly what's being approved.
We have approved. Thank you, Mr. Corbin. You can tell I'm not. It has been moved and seconded that based on the evidence of the board has approved the request by applicant Adam Panter to consider, discuss, act on the appeal of the building official's decision regarding violation UDC section 204G, table 2-6, footnote 2, requiring a minimum driveway length of 20 feet. The applicant is requesting to construct an addition that will result in a driveway length of 16 feet due to the setback to the garage. This request is on the property located 408 Oak Street, lot 1B of block 6 of the T.T. Bradley addition to the city of McKinney. The agenda item is approved. Please remember the decision of the Board of Adjustments is final. The decision may only be appealed by a petition to a district court, county court, or county court at law. Such a petition must be filed 10 days after the decision is filed in the board's office. It has been approved.
Okay.
Certainly will. Do I have a motion to adjourn the Board of Adjustments meeting?
I move that we adjourn the Board of Adjustments meeting.
It has been motioned by Ms. Dangerfield.
I second.
And it has been seconded by Mr. Wilder. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Board adjourned.